You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Plenty is happening on the international news front at the moment, with diplomatic rows, impeachments, and just today, a call for an independence referendum in Scotland.
So I can confirm today that next week I will seek the authority of the Scottish Parliament to agree with the UK Government the details of a Section 30 order, the procedure that will enable the Scottish Parliament to legislate for an independence referendum.
Yes, Nicola Sturgeon has confirmed she will ask for permission to hold a second referendum on Scottish independence. Sturgeon said she wanted a vote to be held between the autumn of 2018 and the spring of the following year. This would coincide with the expected conclusion of the UK's Brexit negotiations. The Scottish First Minister said the move was needed to protect Scottish interests in the wake of the UK voting to leave the EU. She will ask the Scottish Parliament next Tuesday to request a Section 30 order from Westminster. This order would be needed to allow a fresh, legally binding referendum on independence to be held. Responding to Sturgeon's announcement, UK Prime Minister Theresa May said a second independence referendum would set Scotland on course for uncertainty and division, and insisted that the majority of people in Scotland did not want another vote on the issue. She added, the tunnel vision that SNP has shown today is deeply regrettable. Meanwhile, the Netherlands has warned its citizens over travel to Turkey as a row between the countries shows no sign of abating. The diplomatic spat came about after the Netherlands prevented Turkish ministers from rallying support for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Dutch soil in the lead-up to a crucial referendum which, if Erdogan wins, will give him sweeping new presidential powers. In response to the Netherlands' move, Erdogan denounced the Dutch as Nazi remnants and a banana republic for its restrictions.
They don't know anything about politics or international diplomacy. They are very nervous and they are cowards. They are Nazi remnants, they are fascists. You can ban our foreign minister's planes as much as you want. Let's see how your planes come to Turkey from now on. I'm talking about diplomatic flights here, not about citizens' flights. That's a separate issue.
The Netherlands argue that pro-Erdogan campaigning by Turkish ministers risks whipping up tensions with a Dutch general election set for Wednesday. And finally, South Korea is on the lookout for a new president after their current one was impeached over the weekend. Park Geun-hye, the president, was ousted by the country's top court on Friday, setting into motion a new election cycle with polls expected on May 9. The election comes at a critical juncture for South Korea, with many citizens believing the impeachment of President Park for alleged corruption and influence peddling will pave the way for reform in the graft-ridden nation. And that is an international news wrap-up. Sam Smith reporting for 95BFM.
Why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
Because your children will curse you if you don't.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/becasts.